And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, and the return of Rock Cod Rick Maxa is here. New proud papa is here, back in the studio in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a couple of great guests for you today, Captains John Conniff and Peter Macy from the Islander. We're going to be talking some serious fishing on a great sport fishing platform out of Fisherman's Landing, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, good to be back. This was quite the hiatus. Thanks, buddy.
Papa.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be back here and be a proud dad?
Yeah, huh? It's great, man. It's been an awesome experience. Been a fun being away. Got to listen to the show, be on the other side of it, and hang out and listen to the radio over the weekends. And it's been awesome. Been a really, really cool experience. What can you say? I mean, best weeks of my life, no question. So not a lot of sleep, but
still not a lot of sleep.
Everything that everybody warned you about that part was for sure true. But yeah, so worth it, man. We're having a blast. Dallas is doing great. Baby Wyatt's doing awesome. We're loving it. It's been a really, really cool experience.
Well, congratulations, and thanks to Corey Sandin for being the co-host while you're gone.
You guys did
a great job, and we're glad to have you back, and congratulations.
Thanks,
that's
buddy.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It's really cool.
Can't wait to meet Wyatt.
Yeah, we're excited.
Looking forward to that. And we have a couple of great guys in the studio here, John and Peter from the Islander. Good morning, gents.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning,
of course,
guys.
First time with Peter.
That's right.
Yeah, of course, we fished many times together on the boat, and Islander's so awesome. You spend a lot of time on that boat, don't you?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, we do.
And John, the boat is in stellar shape.
Yeah,
you guys are working on it, right now?
Yeah, we have it out of the water, and we were stoked on what we saw. Everything looked beautiful.
Yeah, so fasteners are all
yeah.
good.
Yeah, we pulled a couple fasteners. We had Coast Guard the other day. They gave us nothing to fix, nothing to work on, so we're very, very happy about that. Trying to get back in the water tomorrow, get back down here and come home.
Yeah.
That's got
to
be one of those nervous points of the boat, too. I mean, I know, we get to see it from the tackle store side, like looking down. You guys obviously take impeccable care of that boat, but you don't know quite what the bottom looks like or whatever until it comes out of the water. So there's always got to be a feeling of relief when it looks as good as you hope that it does.
It's the worst day of the year for me. Pete can attest to that. I've been stomping around the boatyard nervous as the boat's coming out of the water. That's a tough time for any boat, especially a big wood boat. They like to be in the water, not out of it. So it's not my favorite time of year, but once it gets out and it's blocked up and you see that everything is where it should be, very relieved.
That's awesome.
You're good.
We've made a lot of really cool. We've done a lot of good work to it this year, so it's going to go back and in very, very good shape.
Yeah, like what have you done?
It's been a while, but we dropped the rudders. We redone the entire steering assembly, new bushings, pulled out the shafts, redid the props, all new cutlass bearings. So all the stuff that you never see when you're a passenger on the boat. But honestly, it's the kind of project that helps us sleep better at night.
Sure.
And it means more to me than a new paint job. So we
got
kind of hit the reset button, like you said, Rick, for many more years on that part of the boat.
That's sweet.
Boat has such a history. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it for our listeners that don't know that?
Well, it's been around since 1968, built as the Red Rooster II a long time ago. So it started out as one of the original long-range boats, and it's changed names a few times since then and changed owners. But I've had it for... God, I think this is year 19.
19 years. Wow, already, huh?
19 years with that thing. But it's in great shape. It's amazing. A lot of these Ditmars in this fleet are still in really phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
It's, if you take care of wood,
especially
these plank boats, especially these double plank boats, they can last for decades and days. I mean, it can last infinitely.
We've talked about it with Thart and the Searcher, same kind of construction there, double plank mahogany.
Yeah.
It's almost bulletproof. I mean, especially the quality of the mahogany that they used back then, right?
Yeah, I mean, good luck trying to source Honduran mahogany to build a boat right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do it. It'd cost millions.
Yeah. And what that translates to from a passenger standpoint is quiet. It's such a quiet, smooth ride.
Soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this boat.
Yeah, and it really is a great fishing platform. And you guys, Peter, do a lot of different type of trips on the Islander, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So you do, first of all, one of our loves is the kayaks trips that you do, right? You're going to do another series of those?
Yeah, so basically we'll start out the year with an open party schedule.
Yeah.
I think all of May we're going to have some open party trips.
May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st. Right.
Yeah. And the schedule's up at fishermanslanding.com. You can book right now. It just went up, right, John?
Yeah, 10 days ago or something. We had a bunch of charters and stuff to sort out before we finally threw it online, but it is up now. And we are starting a little bit earlier than usual based on what's gone on the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. So book now is would be my suggestion because it's going to fill up very quickly.
I believe it will. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then you enter into your open party trip May 1st and then a kayak trip, right?
Yeah, so the whole month of June, I believe, is now booked with kayaks. Which, when I first started on the boat, I only remember doing a couple of those, maybe two or three or four a year.
Yeah.
And now we just got the whole month of June booked up, which is kayaks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then you head into
your main fishing season.
Yeah, the summertime fishing season, right?
Exactly. Pretty much right back into, like that May kind of scheduling, a little bit more charters here and there, but there's still a few open party trips.
Average length of trip? For the summertime?
It varies a little bit with charters, but as far as like an open party trip, I'd say anywhere from like a day and a half to 2.5 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And then in fall, you do great white shark diving trips.
Yeah, so starting September, usually like mid-September, we'll do great white shark trips till mid-December. So
those are super popular, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people like those.
Yeah.
A lot of people like
those. And you said they're already sold out for the year.
We've got a couple of spots. I think we held back a couple of trips, which we're going to put online. But
oh, okay.
You know, we lost that run the year before last right. because of COVID, so there's, I think there's a little pent-up demand. It just, every year gets more and more popular, the more it gets shown on Shark Week and that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah, every time you watch Shark Week, you look at them like, oh, there's back of the Islander. Like, you know, you see guys on there all the time.
Is it mostly European travelers that come for the shark trips, or
it's almost all U.S.
All U.S. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we get a couple from overseas, but
yeah.
Well, I mean, and we get a lot of. We've got like a group now. They're coming out again this year. This will be their ninth year in a row. So it's
really,
you know, when we first started doing this, I didn't know if this was going to be a repeat business type of thing, but we've got a lot of people. Yeah, they come back every year.
That's cool. A pretty cool trip.
It is.
Guadalupe Island is probably the best great white shark viewing in the world, would you say?
Hands down. Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah.
Blows away.
Have you ever
South
missed
Africa.
There?
No.
Never.
No,
they're always there.
This will be year 17 or 18.
Wow.
And then it gets better and better and better every year.
Better and better every year.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And it's just because of the volume of sharks or the conditions that you're diving, or is it a combination
it's
of
everything? Like, yeah, I mean, the volume of sharks is insane. I forget the number of – we've got an ID book on the boat, but it's getting close to 300 that have been ID'd at the island. And conditions are – I mean, anybody that's fished there knows it's 100 feet of visibility on an average day, and it's calm. And
it's warm.
Warm, yeah. You don't get that in South Africa or Australia.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Like 5 foot visibility and
cold
water. Yeah. So that's why people come and go on that those trips. And it is an experience. I highly recommend it for sure. But let's talk about fishing. So what do you think? I mean, what do you guys think is going to happen this year?
I think it's going to be a repeat of last year.
Yeah.
You know,
it works for me.
We're all good with that.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
Are your backs up for it, you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know Pete's is.
Ready to go.
Mine doesn't bounce back like it used to.
Pulling over 200 pounders over the rail all day long, right?
Yeah, that's why I've got everyone on the crew is in their 20s.
Yeah.
Smart.
Last year, and, you know, could be again this year, was pretty tough on the crew with those all night deals, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few stretches, you know, where you're just, like, zombie mode pretty
much. Yeah, just going through.
Yeah, when we first started the season, we're trying to figure out how to deal with that. I mean,
for real?
You literally would be up on a day-and-a-half trip the whole trip.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd sneak in an hour in the middle of the day or something, but it's a whole different deal. You know, it's not, you don't have a night driver that's just going to sit behind the wheel and make sure you're not going to hit anything. I mean, now you are actively fishing. I mean, there were days where your fishing day started an hour after sundown.
Well, that was like Sydney, your night driver. She'd be out on the deck. And it's like, when do you sleep?
I
try to lay down, or Pete would try to lay down, and then 10 minutes later you hear the boat idling back, and she comes on the PA, and then you hear someone scream, and then you put your boots on. And
it's like, oh.
And everybody's screaming.
Yeah.
It's like a big fire drill. You got to run down there.
At that point, you just stay up.
And, I mean, just not only is, you know, are you guys up, but I mean, nighttime, and there was so many big fish this year and jigs and dropping down. I mean, there's a lot for you guys to be taking care of all of us, you know, in terms of tangles and big fish, and like the nighttime adds an extra element of work for you guys. I'm sure.
First off, it's dark. You know, you can't see that much.
Yeah.
Trying to go gaff a fish and
getting people out of tangles in the dark.
Getting people out of tangles. Yeah, we used to, you know, run around with flashlights and stuff. But actually, like, midway through the year, we made these cool lights that just hang right over the rails. So
you can see. Smart.
Yeah, we kind of just got used to it, you know, the evolvement of it. And I guess we're night fishing now.
Yeah.
So let's full speed into it. Why not?
Yeah. Well, John's such an innovator in putting equipment on the boat that I'm sure he got the dialed in with the lights on there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, we have big deck lights like everybody, but after a while, that, you know, the flashlight and the headlamp, I mean, we've even considered, we almost put lights, built them right into the hull of the boat this year when we were hauled out, but I pumped the brakes on that. Underwater lights would actually be killer.
Cool.
And you got like an 8-way tangle and they're all 150 pounds or better on the bow at 3 in the morning and you're hanging over the side with a flashlight.
Yeah.
But, you know, one way or another, we managed to get most of them.
cutting holes in a hull, there's something about that when you don't really have to do
yeah,
that, right?
I think we'll just stick with
yeah. Yeah, it's good. So schedule starts May 1st, and by all indications, last year May was incredible, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You guys were fishing last May, right, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Forget, we started at the end of April, I think. We had a huge project. We tore April, May. I got my months. Yeah, yeah, I guess towards the end of May we did. You're right.
Yeah.
Like weekend stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now people are more keyed in to know that totally. This is a good time to go fishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
May.
Yeah.
It'll be game time by April, I would think, right?
I think so, too.
That's the way it was last year.
It's going to be game time as soon as enough boats untie and start fishing. I think.
Yeah.
Get enough boats out
they're
there.
They're here.
Start
yeah,
to,
they're around. It's just about someone being on them.
Yeah. The commercial guys, unfortunately, our SAC spotter plane pilot retired, Tom Green. So we're not going to get his reports anymore. But I know I talked to those guys, and they were done. They said volume of fish was just fantastic, which I'm sure you guys have heard. But so it's kind of replay of the game that we had last year, right?
I mean, you remember?
Let's hope.
You know, you start rolling the clock backwards, and we remember all season long fighting with the guys who were wrapping fish, and you know they're. And boy, the last couple of years, like their entire season quota is done in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You know, I mean, you remember back in the day, it was all year long. You were, you know, there was boats and back and forth, and then there's all the talk of, oh, that fish doesn't stick around because it's, you know, it's being wrapped all the time, and now it just goes for months on end without being, you know, molested by boats trying to put nets around it and things like that. It's just wild to see. That volume of fish that good for this many years in a row.
Yeah, what's the talk? Is that stuff? They talk about all that crosses over to Japan and stuff like that. Is this a resident population, you think? Have they figured that out yet?
I think it would have to be considered that now.
Yeah.
I think that's beyond my knowledge exactly where they go and why they've decided to camp out here, but I think that fish is here. It's not going anywhere.
Because you're seeing small fish and big fish. Yeah. That's the interesting thing about it. You're seeing a real mixed fish. So we're fine with that, right?
Yeah.
Variety.
Yeah.
The fact that this much fish is here and that much of it is the size it is pretty incredible.
Yeah, so. It is. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with John and Peter from the Islander and talk about this great boat and your opportunity to get on the Islander this year, which is going to be something special.
Yeah, so much cool stuff to cover. So much fun having John, and really cool having Peter in here, too. You want to talk about a guy that is really on top of the gear and the tackle and tactics. This is going to be a great show, and, you know, this is my favorite part about the... Well, I mean, it's hard to call any time of year the off season anymore, but you know, the off season is we get to have both of these guys in here. And you know, you normally one's driving the boat or they're both driving the boat, but to have both the guys in the studio is going to be a lot of fun and a really cool opportunity. And man, if you'd like to join us, we would love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call on Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones or send us a text. Obviously, texting the show has been a huge part of the show now. We're loving it. It's lots of fun. So much cool information that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you want to text in a question, just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You don't get any BS. It's a really cool one. Whether you have an iPhone or an Android, just search Let's Talk Hookup. And when you do send a text, make sure that you include some contact info, your name, where you're texting from, and most importantly, your phone number. Because if you're the lucky winner at the end of the show today, we need to be able to get a hold of you so that we can get you your killer prize. And speaking of which, what a cool prize at the end of the show today. We're giving away a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Basically, you're going to get a gift certificate that's good for any pair of non-prescription Costas at Costa.com. So both the texters and the callers will be eligible for it. At the end of the show, we flip a coin to decide whether the prize is going to be drawn from our list of callers or if it's drawn from our list of texters. But yeah, again, a brand new pair of Costas, any pair you want, going to one lucky winner at the end of the show today. It is going to be a lot of fun. And we got the boys from the Islander in here. Great show coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice. We're on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN radio.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Already some great text rolling through again. Text the show. That's only available through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Give us a call this morning. 213-432-1090 on a chilly morning this morning.
Yeah. But a beautiful day, beautiful week of weather ahead here. And, of course, we have a chance to win that pair of Costa sunglasses. We're proud to be now sponsored by Costa. They're such great people to be associated with us. They're going to give us plenty of pairs of sunglasses to give away. And this is the first pair of the year for us at Costa. And I tell you, I've been wearing Costas. They're pretty awesome.
I agree.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome sunglasses. So we're very stoked to be partners with them. And they're really fishing people.
That's what I was saying from the get-go, you know, when we joined the team with Costa. Is like we've been a dealer of them as far as Fisherman's Landing goes for, I don't know, 20, 25 years. I mean, just like forever. Like as long as we've been around doing the fishing thing, those guys have been there. And the warranty's killer. And what more do you need to say about the glasses? I mean, everybody knows them. They are the fishing brand.
So,
it's really cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, let's go ahead and jump to those phones. They're packing up here.
John and Escondido is going to get us started this morning. And if you want to join us, it's 213-432-1090. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And good morning, Ricky. It's good to hear your voice. And congratulations again. What beautiful pictures of your new baby boy. Congrats.
Thanks, buddy.
He is, man. He is. I just, the life he's going to have is awesome, you know, with you and Dallas, you know. So two things. The trip is here. We get to board the boat Tuesday night, and we shove off Wednesday morning. And I was wondering if either you, Ricky, or Corey could put maybe a dozen swim baits together with me with some heads and then a few slugs. I don't know if you'll be there on Tuesday when I get in. Well, I get there about 2:30 in the afternoon, but that way, you guys can set me up, and I can pick those up when I come in. And then your shark diving trips. Is it hard to take the bait tank out to put the jacuzzi in? And how long are your trips?
They're 5 days.
And you have to be a good swimmer.
And you don't have to be a good swimmer.
You don't even have to know how to dive, right?
No, you should know how to swim. I think that's
swimming.
my wife can swim. She's just not a great swimmer, but she's anxious to go try those shark diving trips.
Yeah, no. If you can, excuse me. If you can swim, you're good. You don't have to be a great swimmer.
Don't have to be a certified diver.
Nah, man. We've taken people on these trips that honestly have never even seen the coast before. They've never been in the ocean.
Wow.
We've had a paraplegic come out that had no use of his arms or legs.
Wow.
I think we're bringing somebody this year with a service dog, apparently. So yeah, you don't need to be an expert diver. And as far as the hot tub goes, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
It's easy. It takes about, 1 hour, I think, to have the hot tub off and the bait tank on or vice versa. It's real super simple. When we built that new bait tank, it's pretty much plug and play. It drops on, hook up a couple of hose clamps, and you're good to go.
That's so cool.
You've really adapted the Islander with the kayak racks. You just slap those kayak racks up there, the swim step and everything, and it's a totally different operation. You can shift pretty quickly. It's amazing when I watch here from the world headquarters, watch you guys put it back together. It's amazing how fast you can put it all together, right, Peter?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally, and I think it was a year ago or 2 years ago where we were actually running these kayak trips and we'd have fishing trips in between.
Yeah.
So it'd be one of those things where we'd get back in the morning, unload the kayaks, take apart the boat, you know, like take the rack off, take the swim step off, and it wouldn't be more than, 45 minutes extra.
Yeah.
We put it on the dock, go fishing, come back, put it back on, go kayaking.
Yeah, you're doing that this year. We have our Let's Talk hookup trip, and then you guys are going back fishing, and
yeah,
then you go back
to
kayak, so back and forth. Yeah, and it's pretty easy, huh?
Oh,
you guys have it dialed.
Just a few bolts and nuts.
Yeah.
For the people that haven't used it, too, that system that you developed for the kayaks, especially that, swim step, swim platform, whatever you want to call it, as far as loading and unloading passengers, it is the difference maker. I mean, you literally, you're now standing at water level. It's super easy to get on and off the boat. You guys and the crew take such good care of getting the boat together. I mean, it's just, it takes all of the difficulty out of it.
Yeah, I have to remind myself, those trips started, I don't know, like 17 years ago. Yeah. And there was a time, you guys remember, 17 years ago, where there was not a whole lot to catch in April and May and June even. I mean, it was, we'd sit around and wait for an albacore jig strike from one of the long-range boats coming up the line, or we'd do those exploratory trips where half the boat is full of friends where you're going out and trying to locate albacore. But it'd be, 4th of July sometimes before you really had enough steam to keep the boat running. And that was the whole reason for going out to fish San Clemente Island, is it got the boat moving earlier when there wasn't necessarily offshore fish to catch. And I had always wondered back then if this was going to, stay a permanent part of the operation. But now it grows a little bit more and more every year to now where I have one guy that just charters out an entire month where it's become a legitimate run.
Yeah.
And it's, once we realized we were going to be switching back and forth with Pete's help, honestly, we figured out how to put all this stuff together where you could dismantle it in a few minutes and not be a real pain in the butt.
That's
and
cool.
Your guys work so hard. Those trips are challenging on the crew, right, Peter?
Yeah, that's where the crew, we get all our muscle for the season, lifting those kayaks up and over the rail.
Yeah.
25 kayaks a day for probably, I think, like six times, sometimes
yeah.
in and out of the boat.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
no.
Definitely put some muscle on you for pulling those two notes.
Such an adventure, though. It's so cool. Are they always at San Clemente Island, or have you ventured off to other places, too?
We have ventured off before. If the weather, sometimes San Clemente looks bad.
Uh-huh.
Usually Catalina is a second nice bet.
Right.
Obviously a little bit more traffic over there and stuff, so we try to stay away from it and try to keep it
right.
San Clemente Island.
Right.
But we have ventured up there before.
Yeah.
It's worked out. And
Santa Barbara? Ever done Santa Barbara?
No, but I'd like to this year. I think we have a couple longer trips. Longer I think we have like a 3.5 day this year, so we might go check those
some
islands out.
Ones.
Yeah, exactly.
In the past, we've done Santa Barbara a couple times, and it was cool. It's just, the trips are so weather dependent.
Sure.
Putting people in the water and we've tried, we've done it down the Mexican coast before, but San Clemente Island is so perfect for those trips.
Right.
As long as you get the clearance, and you're not dealing with the Navy,
yeah,
it's like the best place.
It is
to go.
A great place, and it's
yeah.
protected, and you see so much stuff.
Yeah,
you've had trips, you've had kayak trips out there where you caught bluefin from the kayak, right?
Oh, yeah.
We hooked a bunch. I don't think we ever got one from the kayak. We had like eight guys all all hooked up on fish that were 80 pounds or bigger.
That's like so rad.
Two, almost 3 miles off the island.
Oh, his kayak's just getting towed here.
Oh, I can't even imagine. So cool. Yeah. I mean, one of my most memorable experiences over at Clemente was having a finback whale come right under my kayak, which you see stuff like that over there. It's just like, here, he's coming, this whale's coming right at me. Oh, wait a minute. He's like 10 feet under my kayak. Okay. Just cruised so right by. Yeah. Just that's kind of stuff you get, the kind of experiences you see that. Yeah. Hey, John, have a great time on your trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, great text here from our Let's Talk Hookup app from Eddie in Whittier, and he says he just wants to say thanks to John for an A-plus class operation and Pete and the crew for their elite service in every aspect. You guys are everything fishing operation it should be. Bill Poole would be proud. Question is, when you shark diving at the loop, do you see guys, do you ever see any wahoo, giant black sea bass, or anything out there out of the ordinary game fish while you're down in the cages?
We've definitely seen wahoo.
Have you?
And we've seen, I mean, God, I can't show video over the radio, but the last couple of years, the yellowfin tuna show that we see from the cages is insane. 2 years, I guess it's 3 years now. You know, you post up in that bay and you're there, you're not fishing, you know, so you get these yellowfin that hang around the boat, and we had them all the way up to 200 pounds where you could just hand feed them little chunks of fish. And 3 years ago, we had one eat the GoPro right out of my dive master's hands.
Come on.
No,
right
kidding.
Off the back of the cage. Somebody else was filming him, and the fish came up and just engulfed the entire GoPro.
And did he get it back or no?
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
The fish swam down like 6 feet and then spit the GoPro out.
And that doesn't seem like the type of place where you want to jump out of the cage
no,
and go swim after it.
No, just let it go.
What a great video that would have been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we see wahoo, tuna, obviously, bunch of yellowtail. We have not seen a black sea bass, but dolphin, that kind of thing. You see a lot of cool stuff.
That's really cool.
A lot of turtles this year.
A lot of turtles. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing place, Guadalupe. What a great place to fish, too.
On an average trip, when you guys put the anchor down, do you move around much, or are you kind of home base, meaning, like, do you become a kelp patty over for, you know, so I'm assuming bait kind of gathers up on you if you're not moving around much, like, you just got to be a home base for stuff like the scad mackerel kind of gather around you, or?
Yeah, we don't move. I can't think of one time this year, at least maybe when Pete was driving you did, but one time where we pulled the anchor and moved. And then a lot of times at the end of the trip, you pull it and you drive off and you turn around and there's a giant foamer.
Oh, that's so cool.
Crazy.
Well, that kind of semi-answers a question, but I'll ask it more. This is another great text. This one was from Scott in El Segundo. It says, do you guys think there said, good morning. Do you guys think there will ever be a chance to do both, a shark diving trip and fishing at the same time? That's from Scott in El Segundo. But, Scott, again, remember, you got to leave your phone number if you want to be eligible to win those Costas. So got to leave your phone number on those good texts.
No, I don't think so. We did do some trips like that in the past. You know, and this whole run was similar to the kayak run when we started doing this 17 years ago. That was Guadalupe was a whole different deal back then. There'd be 15 of us fishing down there. You know, the Legend would be down there, the Pacific Queen, the Holiday. I mean, a lot of us that specialize in day and a half and 2.5 day trips. We were all fishing Guadalupe back then. And, you know, we transitioned into this to kind of, you know, have a little more room to work and try something different that wasn't so impacted. And, you know, since then, the permit thing has become a big deal. And I know that there'll never be a trip where you can do both at the same time.
Because of the areas, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can only dive in that North Bay, and you can only fish, you know, in areas south of that North Bay. And to try to get two permits to do the same thing at once is not going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to John, another John. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I just want to make a comment about the Islander. I've fished on there about, oh, God, 5 or 6 times on the 1.5 and 2.5 day trips. Not for a few years, but a few years back when we were doing all the kelp patty fishing in late summer, early fall, and every time I've ever been on that boat, it's been first class. Caught a lot of fish, great crew, and my grandson and I, he's 25 now, we've We fished down there quite a few times. My only complaint was the three-person stateroom was just a little bit tiny for a big guy like me. But other than that, I love the boat, and that boat rides so smooth through the water. It's like you're just floating on top of the water.
Well, I appreciate that.
No question. It is a great operation. And John and Peter keep it in such stellar shape, too. That's the other thing, is that that boat is in great shape. And you know what's amazing to me is I look at your schedule at fishermanslanding.com. A day and a half trip, $450 includes the meals. That's great. I mean, that is really
a good deal.
That's a really good deal. I mean, for the quality of operation that you guys are offering,
and the accommodations,
30
like you
people,
can, you're staying in state rooms. It's not an open, you know, it's
super
air conditioning and that's why I love riding that boat so much. It's everything that the previous caller said. It's comfy. Yeah. It's, you know, the boat's big. The boat's got a lot of room. Like, you're sleeping in a stateroom, not an open bunk. It's just awesome.
It's a long range boat.
Yeah. And it does day and a half trips.
And 2.5 days. Yeah. That kind of your specialty. That's your niche, right, Peter?
Yeah.
Kind of day
much.
And a half, 2.5?
Day and a half, 2.5.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. What's your favorite, day and a half charters. Or 2.5?
It's got to be 2.5.
Yeah.
I mean, for me at least.
Sure.
There's just sometimes those days where it's tough. You know, you're not on the fish. And with those 2.5 days, you basically have 2 days to get it done. Okay. Whereas with a day and a half, you know, if you're out in the zone and there's no fish and you're like, oh, man, where's the fish at? It gets tough and it gets kind of stressful. So those 2.5 days give you like a little bit of wiggle room.
Especially
to know that
on
you
the
got
captain,
a second
right?
day. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's just talking to the guy running the boat.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, we had a good text come through. This one is from Josh in Menifee. So just wondering where I can find the booking info for the kayak trips we've been talking about this morning for the remainder of this year. Also, where is the full schedule of the boat posted?
So right now the full schedule of the boat is posted on fishermanslanding.com. I think it might be on our I think my wife's still plugging away on the one on our website. We're doing some switchover stuff with our website with the webmaster. But the full schedule is available at fishermanslanding.com, and that should have all the information on the kayak trips as well. The majority of those kayak trips, I mean, I know, Pete, your guys' trip is
it showed them as chartered on the Fisherman's Landing website. So I would imagine you'd have to get a hold of...
You know, it'd go to Fish Village.
Fish Village.
Fishvillage.com, yeah. He chartered them all out. He may have a couple openings left.
That's the guy you're saying he just charters the whole month.
Yeah, it does say that. Yeah, it does say fishvillage.com to book your trip. That's what it says on
there
the landing.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And he's pretty popular, too. I know those kayak trips are
very there's day and a half, 2.5, and several 3.5 day trips.
3.5 day trips
for those kayaks, yeah.
So, Pete, with all the variety that the boat does, the kayaking, the coastal trips, the shark diving trips, obviously the fishing trips, do you have a favorite? Like, is there a part of the year that you look forward to? Or, you know, when you're getting burned out on kayaks, are you the most looking forward to fishing? And then when you get burned out of fishing, are you most looking forward to sharks? Like,
yeah.
What is it that, like, gets you the most fired up throughout the year?
I think it's kind of just what you said, you know? Like, you start off with your kayak trips. Well, actually, this year we're going to have some open party trips. And I'm sure, you know, it comes down to it or whatever when the kayaks are coming up. We're going to be like, oh, yeah, cool. That's just...
Get fired up for the change.
Yeah, the diversity. That's what I usually tell people. The diversity is cool because as soon as you know, quote unquote, get over doing one thing, you know, like fishing or kayaking, then you got another thing to do, you know? So,
what's something to look forward to?
If you were to ask me my favorite, I mean, the whole reason I got into this industry was for fishing. So that's probably my favorite, you know, to the heart. But I just, the diversity of the island is so cool. And that's why
it really keeps things going.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Do you guys bring different crew on for all the trips, or is it the same guys do all of the fishing and shark diving and kayaking?
Same guys.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been really, really fortunate in the last couple of years. We just have the same crew. So, and they're all young guys. They're all fired up.
That's great.
I mean, we do have a dive master that comes on for shark diving. He's overseas, so he didn't join us this year. But it's cool. I'm a dive master now. Pete's a dive master.
Are you?
Yeah, another guy on our crew, dive master. So, it's all in-house. It's all
that's
the same guys.
Man. I love that.
So in order to do that, you guys have to be a certified dive master to get the
You need a couple of them on the boat.
Yeah, a couple on the boat.
Yep.
Is that a Mexican regulation or is that a U.S. regulation?
It's a Mexican regulation to have two.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's just a regulation in general to have at least one. We're not technically diving. I mean, it's, It's almost like snorkeling. Diving, but yeah, it's good to have guys on there that know the equipment and know that. Yeah, there's actually four of us now. We've got four dive masters, and I think when this winter's done, there's going to be seven of us that are licensed captains on the boat too. We've got two other guys.
Jeez,
that are going to take
no
the,
that's great.
This that's
you have assembled such a great crew. I mean, I just all the people there are just like just treat you so well.
Yeah, I have been really fortunate. You know, at the end of the day, the whole boat goes back to the crew. I was really fortunate that, I mean, Pete's been on the boat for 7 years now. I think he started when he was 16.
Crazy.
With
you're
us,
whopping 24 now, right?
Yeah. Dude, and it is really challenging in this industry to find a, I don't even want to call it a relief operator, but an additional operator that checks all the boxes, and that's, you know, being able to deal with the passengers effectively, the crew effectively, being able to fish, and being able to take care of the boat. That's a big one. And Pete checks all those boxes, that's which right. is why he yep. is where he is at such a young age. He knows the boat backward and forward and just understands the entire operation. And the rest of the guys that are working are the same way. You know, they're just good guys, and the good crew is what makes a good boat.
No question about it.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Let's talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, when it goes to catching big bluefin tuna aboard the Islander, nothing beats Talica.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, there isn't a real better. I'm sure Pete could chime in, too. I mean, you see so many big fish caught with that gear, and you know, to have a reel like a Talica 20 where you have something that fits in your hand and it's comfortable to fish with, and whether you hook an 80-pounder or a 180-pounder, you've still got a reel that's got the balls to deal with it.
Yeah, right, Pete?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. We've learned, you know, like in the past couple of years with all these big bluefin going around, and especially with these night bites, just you need the right gear to be out there and land that fish.
Yeah, so, right gear, right setup.
Exactly.
But you've got to have that reel that has the power and to put the torque to put it on the fish for
totally.
Sure. Get it at your local Shimano dealer, the Shimano Talica series. You can't beat it.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hook up!
The Let's Talk Hookup having a great time here this morning. If you want to join us in the phones, are packed up. We do have room for two callers right now. That's 213-432-1090. Also, plenty of opportunity for you to text the show and giving away a killer prize, a free pair of Costas.
Costas.
Yeah, that's a great one, man.
Yeah, CostasDelMar.com. You heard the Fred Hall show. You heard PCS shows happening this year.
Yeah.
But sadly, no Day at the Docks.
I heard that yesterday.
It was officially
so
announced this weekend that due to lack of funding, mainly the port money was not willing to fund because of COVID. There's no funding to be able to put the event on, and so no Day at the Docks.
You said it best. The fun thing about Day at the Docks is it's a free event. It doesn't cost you anything to go. Well, that means that money is not made up for with ticket sales. It is provided by the port. And if the port pulls the plug, like, there's no more plug, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a bummer. But, you know, last year we did an impromptu the weekend that Day at the Docks was around. We tried to host a little event at the tackle store. And although I haven't even talked to Doug about it, there's no way we won't do that
again.
You
know what I mean? Surprised.
Like, yeah, you got to. Like, it's our time and, you know, put something fun together. So, yeah we'll,
of course,
we'll
you have a big event in lieu of the shows this year on February 26th and 27th in the store, right? You're going to have a big sale.
We just made the call. The shows wasn't the right call for us this year with the fishing season getting started so early. We commit so much time and effort, you know, getting prepared for
and lack
the
of
shows,
too, right?
It just didn't make sense for us to do the shows this year. So in lieu of, we're just taking care of our customers. You know, that is our biggest deal, is we take care of our guys. And going to the show, we're taking care of everybody. And you know, with there only being a limited amount of inventory, we want to spread that to our customers.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to have show quality sales on the stuff that's very difficult to get, but we're doing it at the shop. So yeah, kind of in lieu of, we're going to have a big sale. And I mean, still, we're going to have raffles, we're going to have the line, you know, promotions, all of the stuff that you would expect at the big shows is going to be happening inside the tackle store.
Yeah, and next Saturday, Doug Kern will be here to talk all about it with you and Corey.
So. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report today. Again, that Catch Report sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, including those brand new number 2 and number 4 size Nautilus circles. They're perfect for finicky yellowfin and bluefin from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and the Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right wire size on your hook can be key. With Gamakatsu Nautilus, you now have that choice and the confidence that you're fishing the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at selected tackle stores.
You're going to have a big sale on Nautilus. I know inside info, you're going to have a great deal on Nautilus circle hooks at that sale on February 26th and 27th.
That's one of those things that you have to talk about. And I don't get to talk about our sale, but it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Actually, next Saturday, Ted from Gamakatsu is going to call in and kind of fill you in.
Perfect. Well, he gets to do it too, but I don't get to be the one. But read between the lines. It's going to be a really good time to buy some Gamakatsu, that's for sure. Well, let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
Hey,
morning,
Brian.
This morning.
Doing great, buddy.
Good morning. Man, what a good week of weather, huh? A little bit of wind midweek, but holy cow, you know, that we had to have the 57 and 58 degree water to remind us that it's still winter. You know, gosh, some real nice sunshine during the week. No doubt.
Pretty crazy.
But
in the mid-70s this week, right?
Wild.
Yeah.
I'll take it, right? Some t-shirt weather and maybe sandals. Gosh, I imagine that in February. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, half-day fishing for us, you know, we've been fishing spots from like 80 to 100 feet into as shallow as like 2 or 3 fathoms on the inside. You know, and across both of these zones, the best and most productive setups have been the reverse dropper loops. You know, obviously you scale down your sinker size depending on how deep of the water you're fishing. But the bass are definitely settled onto the bottom right now with the cool water temps. Some guys are fishing a leadhead with squid and, you know, casting that out away from the boat and just slowly rolling that along the bottom. They caught some real nice sand bass that way this week in some of that midwater, that 10-fathom zone. But along with the bass, the sculpin on the half-day trips, you know, there's plenty of sheephead and whitefish being caught and released on those trips too. So still viable even in that cooler water. But also down on our three-quarter day zone, efforts are still in that deep water fishing sculpin. That low release hard bottom in like the 40 fathom sector has been the best zones for us. The dropper loop rubber lures again have been fishing the best, and I tell you that setup is effective at targeting just sculpin. Like yesterday, for example, we had a three-quarter day run on the Sunfun and we descended less than a dozen rockfish just fishing that method. So,
wow.
You know, it's good. It gets those lead heads, you know, you let them sink all the way to the bottom. It's not saying that those rockfish won't eat the rubber lures, but that rockfish is always up off the bottom and kind of suspended above the bottom. We lay those rubber lures on the very bottom of the sculpin or all over it. So that's been really productive for us. And then there's been plenty of that sculpin to go around. And then on the days where, you know, we've been able to split some time between the sculpin zone and that inside shallow reef along Camp Pendleton, you know, trying to catch a few bass, that all depends on how good the sculpin want to cooperate during the day as well. So, and then finally, you know, the Fury, he's about to wrap up his boat work. I'm sure we'll see his overnight schedule up soon for dates in March, fishing St. Clement Island. And our whole six-pack fleet was in the office the other day talking to our charter manager, and he's saying, man, the dates are going fast for our six-pack fleet, too. So check your calendars, make plans, and call our office. Save yourselves some dates if you're wanting to get out on a boat like the Current or the Lexi, the Fish Up Bluefin or something like that. So call the office. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup page there. You can check us out at danawharf.com.
Right on, man. Well, certainly some good fishing to be had, and with this nice week of weather, sculpin tacos doesn't sound like a bad doesn't sound like a bad plan to spend the week. Willie, appreciate a great report as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, boys. Thanks for that, and congrats, Ricky. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Okay.
While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. Again, if you want to get through on those phones, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody down there in San Diego. This is kind of relating to you, Rick, and little Wyatt, and a carp issue. A couple weeks ago, I was standing out front in the middle of the afternoon, and that little ice cream truck that comes by the street up every once in a while. According to our friends up in Sacramento, those little ice cream trucks are going to be kind of abolished, and you won't be able to hang out on the curb with little Wyatt waiting for that truck to come by so he can pick out his ice cream. And, you know, that's just a little mom-and-pop operation that's going to be affected by this carb issue. And I just had to see that. But let them experience that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sad deal what's going on here in California.
Yeah, the emissions thing. It's just, yeah, what can you say? We're all in agreement with you, Mike. It's a ridiculous thing that we're all having to deal with. Obviously, we talk about it at length with our sport boat fleet and, you know, what can you say? It just makes you shake your head. There's no, you know, you're not going to get a logical, thought out of it.
There's no logic to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got a great text here from Russell in Huntington Beach, and he says, hey, Ricky, is the FG knot your repertoire, or how many wraps do you do on Pete? I mean, what do you think? Are you guys into the FG knot?
I don't personally use the FG knot.
What do you tie for Spectra to fluorocarbon?
Spectra to fluorocarbon, I've always tied the Roy Polaris knot.
Okay.
For one, it's a short, simple knot, and the diameter of it, it's really small. So I've had it sometimes where you're trying to cast that knot through the guides of a rod and it'll get stuck if it's a bigger one. But I've just felt like with that Royal Polaris knot, the RP knot, that's kind of my go-to.
Easy to tie.
Yeah, easy to tie.
And up
slick.
To what pound test do you tie it?
Oh, I'll tie it to anything. Obviously, with bigger line, you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. You're going to need to pull on that real tight to cinch it down.
Yeah. You'll tie it with 100 pound?
Yeah, I'll tie it with 100 pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in 100% agreement with everything Pete says.
Yeah.
Like, do I tie the FG knot? Is it in my repertoire? Yes, I know how to tie it, but I'm not a fan of it. The FG knot is the skinniest knot that there is because you're not tying it over a doubled piece of line. So when you're tying your RP, you know, you start by making the loop and you're kind of tying around the two strands. On the FG, you're only tying around one strand. So the diameter is skinnier because when that knot's all said and done, it's basically cinching around the single piece of line instead of the doubled piece of line. So it is the skinniest, but we're talking by the diameter of a piece of mono. And in my opinion, the reason I don't tie it for myself or anything is exactly like Pete says, the RP knot is so easy. And tied correctly, it doesn't fail. And for me, it's like, well, you know, do I want to tie one knot that's very simple and very fast that doesn't fail, or do I want to tie another one that's, that, let's face it, is considerably more complicated.
A lot more complicated.
The FG knot is a series of basic, it's basically like a series of under and then over wraps is, I guess, the best way to put it. And you keeping track of one going over and one going under is very important. So it's really easy to tie the FG knot wrong. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's why I like the RP knot. It's fast, it's simple, it's six wraps and you're done. You know, six up, six down is what I do, and you're finished. Where the FG knot, it is skinnier and it is nicer to cast through your guides, but it's also very easy to screw up. And I would say I see that knot fail more than anything else. Tied appropriately.
Yeah, is that true, Pete?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And just kind of going back to that RP knot, what you were talking about, it being quick and easy to tie, it comes in so handy when you're on a sport boat with a lot of people and you're in a wide-open bite. People are running around. People are breaking off fish. Some guy needs a knot tied real quick. And you could tie that RP knot up in, you know,
boom,
less than a minute.
Yeah.
He'll be out in the water again.
Yeah. Now, the Bob Sands knot is relatively easier, right?
Than an FG for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
And it's a pretty good knot. But again, it's not as easy as the RP knot or the John Collins knot.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, I mean, like, for me, like, if I know that it's tied right, it's not going to fail. And again, why do I want to put myself through more? You know, I know that my RP knot is going to work on 100-pound.
Yeah.
You know, it is. And so if I have 100% confidence and I know that it's not going to slip, why would I try to, you know, why do I want to fix something that's not broken?
Yeah.
So for me, that's what I'm exactly the same ballpark as Pete. Fast, it's easy, and it's strong. If you want to master the FG knot and have it mastered, hell yeah, that's a great knot. It is the skinniest, and it will cast the best through your guide. So if you can get that dialed, then do it. But it's tough. It's got to be tied with a lot of tension, and you really got to be paying attention to what you're doing. But again, like anything, mastered, it's an awesome one.
Yeah, very good. Sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the text there. We appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to wrap up with our catch report, more of your phone calls, and more of your text. You stay tuned. You're here. Let's Talk Hookup with the gang from the Islander on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th. To the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in two buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. The 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.